set my anchor down where I can see. The sun, and in the evenings rain your kisses down on me.
And the rain came down.
I'd give to you the birds of heaven who sing for you upon this broken bough. Planets if the stars lined up with us in the end.
And the rain came down, 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 down.
Come back, come back, my love, my life. Come back, come back. And the when she came back to me, beautiful Jane came down. Beautiful Jane came down into my dreams where the rivers run deep. The memory stays and it's all I have left of her. But I do love her so.
Yeah. closing out the show with, again, Noor and In My Head from her album Power Nap. Brian Carpenter and the Confessions. You may know him from Beat Circus and the Ghost Train Orchestra. This is a solo album he did called The Far End of the World, and we heard Beautiful June. Jackie McLean did Demon's Dance. Pat did As I Bathe in Animal Meat. We heard the cast from the original Broadway cast of Little Abner singing The Country's in the Very Best of Hands. 1956 on that. Dated, huh? Sure. Gus Bodenheim, thanks to Gus for Univisionary Gus and for his all the hope he gave us about his blockbuster novels being turned into blockbuster films. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy, 7 Second Delay. My name's Irwin. Back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Go right ahead and introduce the show.
7 second delay. What's the minimum I have to do to introduce the show?
I guess say
weekly stunt radio. Welcome, your host Andy Breckman.
Yeah, and not bad, not bad.
My foil, my partner in crime, Ken Friedman.
Thank you. I wasn't even expecting any recognition at all in your introduction, but thank you.
I like to keep you off balance. I like to surprise you.
That was quite a surprise.
How was your week?
It's been fantastic.
What's been the high point of your week?
I guess watching the Hot to Trot trailer on its 35th anniversary. just thinking back on what a great movie that was.
Every great joke in that movie is mine.
There's only one great joke in the whole movie.
There's no great joke in that movie.
No, there's one really great one.
Why do you torture me?
The opposable thumb joke.
Oh, shut up. Oh, because I told you that was my one joke. In order to get to that joke, you have to watch Hot to Trot. You have to pay the price, baby. It's more than just money.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe a listener will find out exactly where in the 90 minutes of that movie your one joke is.
I don't even know if it's there. Maybe I imagined it. But I'm sure I told you this. When I went to see it, you know, I did a rewrite on it, an uncredited rewrite.
Yeah.
Because I'm a script doctor.
Yeah.
I kind of like what I do for you here
You're
every
the
week.
King of the zingers.
Yeah. And I went to see it at the theater,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the box office, and I said, one please. And the box office lady said, you know, it's Hot to Trot. She was sure there was some kind of mistake.
Well, that's better. I've had worse.
Because I had all my faculties with me. I seemed like an adult.
I've had worse results than that at the box office. I remember when John Travolta's version of Battlefield Earth came out.
Yeah.
Irwin and I really wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And we drove to three theaters in New Jersey. And the first two, they wouldn't even show it.
Because you didn't have enough people there.
Not enough people showed
up.
Yeah,
when they used to have projectionists, they needed a minimum. To pay the projectionists, they needed a minimum number of people. But I love you for taking Irwin and trying multiple theaters. That makes you my hero. You are, did I ever tell you you're my hero?
No, you didn't.
You're the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that? Wait, did I? I never mentioned.
No,
that to you
never told me that. I've just always walked in your shadow, the sun.
It's always been my fantasy to hear you do a rendition of that song. And I understand you did a rendition.
I did a rendition for Emmy.
Yeah. Who's Emmy?
Emmy's a listener. Hi, Emmy. She's just starting her freshman year in high school.
Oh, that's so exciting! And she hired you to do a cameo. You're on Cameo.
Yes, I am.
She paid $15.
Right.
She was having a tough time, you said.
Yeah. She had a serious loss in her life.
Yeah, she lost a pet, and she wanted you to console her.
So I sang Wind Beneath My
Wings.
She
asked you to sing that. Let's hear a little bit of that. Wait, hold on.
No, that's okay.
No, let's hear it.
No.
It's always been my dream.
No, it's okay. She paid good money for me to do that.
I'm so happy to be making my first cameo for you. I was really sorry to hear.
Hey, what the heck did she pay for?
You're so sincere.
If you can play it, then what the hell did she pay for?
I just want to hear Wind Beneath My Wings. I just am curious. I do have a question. May I ask a question?
Yeah, if you turn that off, you can ask a question.
Okay, let me just get to Wind Beneath My Wings. Okay.
This is a scam. She paid good money for it. And then anybody can watch it? That's outrageous.
Well, Ken, to be more accurate, if I may.
Yeah.
I paid good money for this.
Wait, was that you?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to hear you sing Wind Beneath My... Yeah, $15. So anyway... Yeah.
No.
Of course.
No way.
Well, of course it was. Ken, what makes you think a teenage girl who needs comforting, emotional support would turn to you? I don't understand. How did you believe that? Because you played the Butthole Surfers on your radio show? Why you?
Well, she didn't turn to me. Her mom.
And the Wind Beneath My Wings? Where did that come from? Hold on, Josh. Yeah. Hold on, Ken.
No, I can't. I can't. No. But you're freaking me out now.
Why?
I don't think it's you. I don't believe you. I don't think you have it in you to have.
Hold on.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
It occurs to me, for $15, I can get you to sing anything on Cameo.
Except you would have to create a fake Cameo account.
Done and done. I mean, no, well, I don't need a fake Cameo. I just need a friend in Austin will call you.
What was the name of the...
Randy. That's the mom. That's the friend of old friend of Beth. Do you really think a kid would want comforting from some DJ about a dead hamster?
You pranked me on Cameo.
Well, of course. That's $15 to get you to sing Wind Beneath My Wings. Who could resist?
It was her mom.
Yeah, well, it's a friend of ours. But next week, I think I'm going to have you sing Jimmy Crack Corn. We could get you to sing anything. No, no. Next week it'll be Sweet Baby James. I'd love to hear you sing that. $15.
Screw you, Emmy.
You're not, no, Emmy's the greatest. Emmy's wonderful.
You're not real.
No, Emmy is very real. And she's
she
wonderful.
Is?
Yeah, and her family's wonderful.
Did Emmy really lose a pet?
Yeah, but she didn't turn to Uncle Ken. She didn't say...
Well, no, of course Emmy didn't turn to me. It was her mom.
Oh, they didn't say, that guy that plays Joy Division on Wednesdays, he's the guy to comfort my daughter.
Her fake mom.
That's not a fake mom.
You're a fake mom.
No, it's wonderful. Hey,
You're an internet troll.
Let me just say to our listeners that Ken singing any song you want him to sing is just $15 away.
16 now.
16, are you raising your price?
Yeah, you think you pranked me, but I raised my price.
How many verses of Jimmy Crack Corn do you know? We'll find out. Don't tell me. It's going to be fantastic.
I think Bob Dylan wrote about 50 pages of lyrics for Jimmy Crack Corn.
You're thinking of Froggy Went A-Courtin'. That'll be in 3 weeks. You'll be doing Froggy Went A-Courtin' too. Oh, I love Cameo. $15. And Ken is your puppet.
16.
Yeah.
16 now. Every time I make one, I'm...
How could red flags not have gone off? How could you not have said, this seems like something my friend Andy would arrange? Did that not even occur to you?
No, it did not. Wind beneath my wings.
Exactly. Exactly.
It actually is the kind of song that I would play on my Wednesday morning show.
Anyway.
Wow, well played, Andy.
You were so earnest and so sincere and heartfelt.
Very well played.
Of course. That's what I do, my friend.
Yeah.
In lieu of having a life or a
Screw
career.
Screw you, Randy and Emmy.
And me, I hope you.
And Andy and Beth. I bet Beth played some part in this, too.
Well, I don't have old friends. Beth had to supply the old friends.
Yeah. Wow.
But I think, the irony, the last laugh is on me. You know why?
Why? Because you're out $20.
She really did lose a hamster, and your little video really did mean something to her.
Oh, is that why I got a tip? Who gave me the tip?
Don't you worry about it, son. You earned it. It was a beautiful rendition.
Did
of
you
Wind.
Pay them back? You paid them back.
It's a wonderful rendition of Wind Beneath My Wings. Worth every nickel. Thank you. Wonderful.
Wind Between My Wings.
Yeah, Wind Between My Wings. So Froggy Went A-Courtin' has a lot of verses. That's going to be fun next week.
Yeah, no, a lot.
Tune in. That'll be next Wednesday, 6 o'clock.
Jeez. Congratulations.
Thanks,
buddy. I guess you finally got me back for the great Don McLean hot air balloon prank. It's taken you many years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to finance and found that Ameo app.
Cameo.
Oh, Cameo, I mean, yeah.
Ameo.
Yeah, that's right, Ameo. Cameo cost me $25 million.
Oh, you bought the company?
Yeah, I had to make sure that it would all work out.
Jeez.
I had to get all these stars to appear to make it look authentic.
Yeah. Well, Emmy, I take back when I said screw you. If you were really... heartened.
Well, we have a show.
Yeah, we do have a show.
Do you want to plug? So we don't have to plug the puppet show.
Well, the deadline for applying to be in the puppet show is Saturday. It's September 1st. So get your submission into me. Preferably a short video of your puppet act, because we're doing a puppet slam October 28th at Monty Hall. My email is ken@wfmu.org.
Calling all puppeteers.
Yes, the winner gets $200 straight out of Andy's pocket.
Now, would you say this week, thanks to Cameo, you were my puppet? Would you agree with that?
Yes.
It felt great. But we're looking for other
puppeteers.
No,
actually now I'm really mad because I kind of stressed out over that for 2 days.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew you would take it seriously. That's why I love
her. For 2 days, I what am I going to
Because she sent you the picture of the hamster.
No.
That was to clinch.
I got no picture of a hamster.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, she sent it to me.
Oh.
No, that was great. Yeah, the hamster thing. Man, I'm good.
She should refund you your money because I got no
hamster. Don't worry about that, son.
I got no hamster pick.
I got my money's worth. Don't worry about that. The thought of you rehearsing it on your deck, the thought of you sitting there going through it.
You'll be happy to know I didn't rehearse it.
Yeah.
I did listen to Wind Beneath My Wings about five times.
Perfect. That's worth every nickel.
On the drive in.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I happen to respect Bette Midler.
Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care.
Which version? Which version you want? The Dave Van Ronk version?
You'll find that. Yeah, the Dave Van Ronk.
The Fred Neil version?
The Dave Van Ronk version. Yeah.
All right, tonight we're giving out $131 to the listener who can laugh the longest without any pause at all.
Yeah, it's our version of Hands on a Hard Body.
Yes.
Remember that movie, Ken?
Yes.
20 people put their hands on a pickup truck. The person that just stood there the longest with their hand on the truck won the truck.
Yeah. I guess people passed out.
Yeah.
They fell asleep.
Yeah. They gave up.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the same thing, but I guess it'll be kind of condensed. The thinking is no one can laugh longer than 5 or 6 minutes straight, right, without stopping?
I think people could do it. Should we have a couple of people who are interested in being? We would like to get 8 people in the Zoom room to compete in the laughing contest.
$131. How did we arrive at that number?
Well, it's the perfect. We did some research, and
it's the number. It's the amount of money where almost anyone will do almost anything.
Well, anything legal.
For $131.
Yeah, no, it's a different number for illegal acts.
It's a different number for different people. For example, for my friend Ken Friedman, the number is $15. But for...
16.
Yeah, 16 now. That's right, Ken. You jacked your price up. Some people it's a little more, a little north of $131. Some people it's a little south. But $131 in cash, not cash, I'm sorry, I'll Venmo you after the show.
Or
PayPal.
Yeah, and we have a Zoom room set up. You can find it by going to today's playlist page, which is at WFMU.org, and then follow the link that says playlist and comments. And you can get into our Zoom room. We will say hello to you, and then we will begin the contest. We only have 3 people.
We need a critical mass.
Yeah, we need a critical mass of at least 8.
Okay.
So,
How can they do it? You got to tell them again.
Well, I put it in today's newsletter. So if you're subscribed to the 7 Second Delay newsletter, the link is in there. Or you can go to today's playlist or chat page by going to WFMU.org. And then click on playlist and comments. And
we're going to have 8 people laughing. And I guess the rule is you just laugh straight. You can catch your breath briefly, but that's it, right?
Right. And I guess we should caveat that you can't use technology, right?
Yeah. You can't augment your laugh.
Yeah, no technology allowed.
And it has to sound sincere. It has to sound like a real laugh.
Right. We don't want somebody just going, ha. Ha.
Right.
Ha.
The sarcastic. Because then you'll be eliminated. And we can eliminate them just on the website, right?
Yeah. Easy.
Just drop them. Perfect.
Oh, and as we've been putting out our explanation, people have left the waiting room.
Oh, no. We've lost
people? Yeah, we've lost people in the waiting
$131.
room. Yeah.
$131.
And all you got to do is laugh. And you don't even have to laugh for half an hour. You just have to last longer. It's like Alone. It's like the reality show Alone.
No, it's like seeing a bear in the woods. You don't have to run faster than the bear.
Why not?
You can only have to run faster than your wife.
But what if the bear eats your wife and then stands up and starts running again?
That's why you never, ever go into the woods without your kids.
All right, now we're up to 2.
Okay,
to 2 people in our Zoom room.
Wait, tell them again how to get there.
You go to today's playlist.
Today's playlist, so you need a computer. You go to FMU.org.
Or chat page.
Yeah, FMU.org, chat page.
Right, you have to go to the World Wide Web.
Do the World Wide Web. Select that one.
Yeah, and then go to WFMU.org.
Yeah.
And then look for where it says playlist and comments, Andy. And then you'll get to today's chat/playlist page.
Okay, perfect. And then what?
And then you'll see a big animation of some people laughing.
Yeah.
Right underneath that.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
You'll see the Zoom link.
I love that. Thanks for setting that up.
Yeah, no problem.
I know I've said this repeatedly. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah, that was weird when you started knowing the lyrics.
Yeah.
And you actually did a good job of acting in my office when I told you about this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good at that.
Yeah, I never thought you could act at all, but you fooled me.
No, I can lie.
Yeah.
Is lying a form of acting?
Yes, of course.
Oh, well, then give me my Academy Award.
Yeah, that's what lying is, right?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine going through life without that skill set. So you listened to the song a number of times.
Yes.
Great. Oh, that's great.
5 to 10 times.
Oh, you're going to love Sweet Baby James.
On the drive-in.
Though the Berkshire seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do.
You wouldn't get to that second verse?
I wouldn't even get to the first verse.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't want to have to write a complaint to Cameo.
All right, you want to start interviewing?
Yeah, how many do we have?
We have 2 to 3.
Oh, no, we need more.
Yeah, okay.
We need more.
You want to wait? But the thing is, if we wait, people might hang up.
Okay, let's start interviewing them.
Yeah.
We interview them just over Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi there, D. D might be muted.
Oh. D, unmute yourself.
Hey, D. Oh, no.
What happened? Make it work, Ken.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it work.
We need the audio. That's an important element of the whole idea.
Yeah, D, unmute yourself.
This doesn't work without audio.
There we go.
Hey, D, thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Where are you joining us from?
From across the GWB.
Nice. That's the George Washington Bridge, Andy.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Fantastic. And what? Do your friends have they commented on your laugh? Are you an easy laugh? Are you a good laugher?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. But $131, what would you do with that money, Dee?
Not sure.
May I suggest converting it to quarters and dimes?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spreading it out on the bed, all those coins, hundreds and hundreds of coins.
Yeah.
Taking off your clothes and rolling around in the money.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
I have a different suggestion.
Okay.
I would convert them all to pesos.
Yeah.
And then I would deposit them in the bank.
Yeah.
And then withdraw them as Swiss francs.
Ooh, I like that one better.
And you will get an 18% gain on your money.
Love it.
There you go.
Or I believe $131 will get you one ticket to Bette Midler in concert on her next tour. And you can just wait for her to sing her hit, The Wind Beneath My Wings. And you can sing along.
Oh, wow. That's the best one so far.
Like Uncle Ken. Yeah, Uncle Ken will be there, right, Ken?
I will be. I'll be backstage.
Well, you'll be in the $15 seats.
All right, so D, it's good to meet you. You are our first contestant.
That's me, contestant number two, D.
We're going to try to get, so just hang on, and we're going to mute you, okay? And
Don't go anywhere, D. $131. We're going to Venmo you or PayPal you after the show.
And our next guest, Andy, is known on Zoom as Drive Right Instructor.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not quite sure
either. We're going to need a name, though, right?
Yeah. Hello, Drive Right Instructor.
What?
You are our first contestant. That's
contestant
number two.
Oh, my God. I got to change this.
We're going to mute you. Okay?
Drive Right Instructor, how shall we refer to you?
We're going to Venmo you or Venmo you after the show.
Okay.
Oh, you have to turn down your computer.
On Zoom as Drive Right.
And what name? What does your mother call you when your mother calls you?
Drive Right Instructor.
I can hear you laughing, but... We haven't started the contest.
Okay.
We haven't started the contest yet.
Just turn it down and just respond to one question.
Oh, you have to turn down your.
What is your name?
Drive Right.
And what name?
Ava's the name.
What's your mother's
name?
Ava.
Okay.
Oh, palindrome.
So Ava, turn down the computer speaker
for now. Okay. Oh, Ava has an infectious laugh, a beautiful laugh.
Yeah, she's winning. She's running away with the contest.
But we haven't even started yet. Ava, do people comment on your laughter?
What is it?
Oh my God, she's pro.
She's genuinely laughing.
She's a ringer.
Okay, Ava, okay. We're going to mute you for now.
You got to love her, Ava.
And we have two people in our laughter on a hard body contest. We need six more. We have a Zoom room set up on the WFMU playlist chat page for tonight's program. Just go to WFMU.org, click on playlist and comments, and seriously, the last person left laughing will win $131.
And Ava, what would you do with $130?
Hang on, let me ask Ava to unmute here. Okay, I just asked Ava to unmute.
Ava, what would you do with $130?
Okay. On a hard body contest. We need six more.
She's not responding.
Set up on the WFMU playlist.
I think she's on an incredible delay.
Click on playlist and comment. Seriously.
But can't she hear us through her phone?
I don't know what the hell's going on.
With Ava?
But she's very amused by something.
You can tell she'd be a wonderful driving instructor.
Yes.
Ava to unmute.
Ava, what would you do with $130?
Okay.
So this is...
Ava's not speaking to us.
This is torturous to get an answer from Ava.
Yeah, okay. I'm muting her again.
Okay, we're moving on.
Oh, and we had David in there, and he went away.
No, David, come back to us.
David, come back. And we need six more people to have this contest. We need six people in the Zoom room, and then the last person left laughing will win the $131. And don't be intimidated by Ava. It's just that there's something very funny going on with her. But I guarantee that for you, it's not going to be any laughing matter.
She's probably...
And you're going to have to actually act and laugh.
Ava's probably thinking about something Arsenia Hall once said.
Yeah, she's now laughing so hard that she's crying.
She's not laughing at us.
I can see her. She is crying and sweating. Not just crying.
That's laughing.
Yeah, that's really laughing.
I've never achieved that.
Yeah, you've never made anybody sweat?
No.
No.
You could watch Hot to Trot all day long and not come close to that. Hot to Trot, that was a high point for me.
Yeah.
My stupid career.
It sure was.
My stupid career.
It's the 35th anniversary of Hot to Trot,
yeah.
By the way.
You know what I think one of the high points of my career was?
What?
Getting you to sing Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah.
Nice freaking
isn't
job.
Isn't that sad? That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Isn't that pathetic?
And isn't it sad and pathetic that I'm so upset that it wasn't real?
Yeah. Well, that's the best part. But I've got to get something going in my life.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, pranked me on Cameo.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that pathetic?
Jeez.
I got to play more pickleball. I got to do something. I got to get something going.
We need six more contestants so we can give away Andy's $131 to the last person left laughing.
Is there a third? Contestant?
No. We're stuck with... We have Dee and Ava.
Oh, Dee is...
Or Ellen. I guess she wants to be known as Ellen.
Who? Ava?
Ellen.
Okay, Ellen. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. And Ellen, you got to turn down your... computer speaker, or if you have headphones hanging around or something.
Okay.
Because this makes her laugh uproariously when I tell her to turn down the
speaker. Well, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
Hey, give them the instructions again. You go to the website, WFMU.org.
Well, it's not that easy, Andy. They have to go to the World Wide Web.
Right. You need your little mouse to move
right.
the arrow.
Yes.
To what?
They have to click.
Click.
They
I
have
know.
To click.
I get it.
In something, there's a browser.
Yeah.
And you have to go up to the address bar of the browser.
Go ahead. Go, go, go.
Right. And then you click up in the empty part of the browser.
Yes, go.
But it might not be empty. There might be another thing in there known as a URL.
I'm going to strangle you.
In which case, then you have to highlight the whole thing. It'll turn blue.
Wait, do people really have to do all this?
Yes.
To get to the
well, I'm trying
chat,
to,
the Zoom room?
I'm dumbing it down a little bit. They ultimately have to go to WFMU.org, but it won't work if they don't type that in.
And well, they'll get that, WFMU.org.
But, Andy, they can't type it in unless they go click, click, click on the clicky mouse.
Now you're doing Andy. You're doing Andy jokes.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're assuming a lot.
WFMU.org, and then they click on Zoom. There's a Zoom thing.
Well, no, they have to go to WFMU.org, and then they click on Playlist and Comments.
Okay, Playlist and Comments.
Yeah.
And then there's a Zoom deal.
Yeah, okay. Aaron from Minneapolis is here.
Aaron's our old friend.
Our old pal Aaron. The only issue with Aaron, though, of course,
exactly,
is that he uses technology.
And we went out of our way to say you can't augment your laughter.
Maybe Ellen/Ava is using some kind of technology also. Maybe she's
recorded herself.
Oh, I see. Ellen/Ava's problem. She needs headphones. Mike, get her some headphones. That's what's going on. She has to wear headphones so she can turn the speakers off. And Aaron, unmute. You got to unmute,
well,
buddy.
Let's say hello to Aaron.
I'm trying to say hello to Aaron. Having a bit of trouble.
Aaron could program his laughter into a constant loop.
Right, and that would be cheating.
That would be
Aaron.
Aaron, it wouldn't be fair to Dee or Ellen.
I think Aaron's having a bit of trouble moving his audio into. Oh, was that him?
Ken, we've got to get this. Ken.
Okay.
We've got to get this game going.
I know. All right.
Who else?
Alexandra.
Okay, Alexandra. Is that a new contestant?
New contestant, Alexandra.
Oh, I love that it's going to be women laughing.
And new contestant Fredericks, let's just let him in.
Okay, let's just let him in. Who can we talk to? Wait, does Ellen know she needs headphones?
Yes, I believe she does. And Alexandra, unmute yourself.
I'm in.
Hi, Alexandra. You're in, baby.
Hi, Alexandra. Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from, are we on like...
You're calling from New Jersey.
46 right now.
Tell me what she just said, and I'll respond to
it. No, I don't know what the hell's going on.
I think she said New Jersey. Did you say Short Hills, New Jersey?
Yeah.
No, Kearney.
Oh, Kearney, New Jersey. Even better. And what would you do, Alexandra, with $131?
Feed my snakes.
Oh, my gosh. So your snakes are just pulling for you here. Your snakes are watching you very anxiously right now.
Well, you know what you might want to do with your snakes? This works very well with pets, is sing them Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah, in lieu of dinner.
By Bette Midler.
Yeah.
It's spiritual nourishment.
So it's Alexandra calling from Kearney with her hungry snakes.
Yes.
Now that is motivation. You want to keep your snakes happy. That's motivation. And let's talk to Frederick.
Okay, Alexandra, muting you, but hang on, don't go away. And Fredericks, are you there? Oh, Andy.
Make him come, make him talk.
Zoom sucks. Fredericks is gone. So let's talk to Zachary.
Oh, our pal Zachary.
Yeah.
I love this.
Regular caller Zachary.
Perfect.
Asking him to unmute himself.
Zachary won't let us down. And I know Zachary has a kind of a nice laugh, too. He's an easy laugh. What's the problem here, Ken?
I have no idea. It's Zoom. The problem is Zoom.
Yeah, well, it's a poor workman that blames his tools, Ken.
Yeah. Well, I'm not blaming my tools. I'm blaming Zoom. My tools got nothing to do with it.
Fine. Make it happen. Get Zach on the phone. Get Fredericks on the phone. Let's try Ellen again. Where's Aaron? Is Dee still with us?
It seems like I can't unmute anybody.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, there's Zach.
There we go.
Oh. Hey, Zach, thanks for joining us. Hey,
see, Andy, no it problem. Wasn't me, Andy.
No, that wasn't you. Oh, okay. Hey, Zach, sweet of you to join us. And, Zach, are you known for your easy mellifluous laughter?
Mellifluous is what he meant to say.
I came so close that time.
I don't know if my friends know that word, but they could probably use it to describe it.
I just said it on the radio, and I don't know that word. Zach, what would you do with $130?
I get one less dollar?
No, 130. Okay, 131. You're in for the whole total.
I would. I'd just give it to my kids and say, "Here you go. Get some."
So in
and
a
then
sense,
tell them they have to buy at least one Ken cameo.
There you go. Hey, what song are you going to have Ken singing? How about, may I suggest Froggy Went A-Courtin'?
Froggy Went A-Courtin'. I'm
not
familiar with
that. Well, you know, why don't you leave it up to your kids?
But don't choose the Dave Van Ronk version because somebody already requested that.
Yeah.
One.
Okay.
I'd like to hear the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, look, we'll leave it up to your kids. It's their $15.
$16.
$16.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would say, why did you up it, Ken? Are you trying to see where you can maximize
supply and demand, my friend? Supply and demand.
That's Ken. That's Ken's way of saying I'm a little mad at myself. I'm a little mad at my friend Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, Zach. Thanks very much for playing along. You have to laugh constantly, longer than Dee, longer than Ellen, longer than Alexandra and her hungry snakes. Talk about motivation.
Zachary, I'm going to mute you now.
And who else can we talk to?
Scott, I think.
Okay.
Scott, are you there? Scott Moore? Okay, asking Scott Moore to unmute.
Okay. Who else we got, Ken?
Well, we have Aaron still on the line, although we haven't managed to speak to him yet. Alexandra and Dee.
Okay, we have them.
Dee, Ellen,
thanks. Dee, stick around. Don't go anywhere.
And Zachary. So we're getting there.
Who's Alan? That's new.
No, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we...
Scott Moore, looking at you.
I'm just here to say hi. I can't enter this contest. I will show myself out. I miss these train wreck. They are the wind beneath my wings. And Zachary is the real deal. He looks like a hipster version of Van Gogh. Trust me on this, listeners. I am here to provide zingers.
Thank you, Aaron.
Aaron's the greatest.
All right, Aaron, I'm going to mute you. It's good to know you're there. You'll be our color commentator.
My favorite moment of the show so far, Aaron saying, I will let myself out. Okay, fantastic.
So we have four.
No.
Four,
wait,
okay.
Who do we have? Dee?
We have Alexandra, Dee, Ellen, and Zachary.
Okay, Alexandra with the hungry snakes. So she is under some pressure. Come on, let's get some more.
We need a couple more people, and then we're going to have this contest.
So it's WFMU.org. Go to comments.
Playlist and comments.
Playlist and comments. And then click on...
And then look under the picture of the laughing people, and there's a Zoom link there. And you got to log in, put your name there. And,
look, if Dee and Ellen and Aaron and Fredericks and Zach can find their way.
Yeah, we lost Fredericks, but he was in a hurricane today. So.
Oh, he's calling from down south?
Yeah, he's calling from Florida.
That's a little, my opinion, and I just have to say it, it's just my opinion, speaking only for myself, that's a little too much wind beneath my wings.
Oh, Hurricane Idalia, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say they crank that up a little too much.
Oh, that's a good one, Andy.
Yeah.
That's very witty.
Oh, shut up.
Very, very
witty. Oh, are you mad at me?
Very witty.
Yeah, the bitter looks really good on you, Ken.
That's what's known as an NPR joke.
I'm going to play the cameo thing again.
No. Come on, people. We need a couple more contestants, and then we can play this game. All right, there's the bat phone. Oh, thank goodness, the bat phone.
I don't know what that means.
Well, now I realize that the way this works is that now I got to let the bat phone. That's what it says right there, the bat phone.
That's the name they're going by?
That's the name,
That's their nickname?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wow, it's a driveway moment.
It's a driveway moment.
Color commentator, Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron in Minneapolis.
The driveway moment. We live for those. You pull in, you've arrived home, but you can't get out of the car.
And this is the last show we ever do with Zoom. And the bat phone, just waiting for them to connect to audio. And then I can ask them to unmute. And then they can wait and eventually get the message to unmute.
This is ugly. We have to start this, because what if they can laugh for 20 minutes?
I know. Well, we did a test. And the bat phone has disappeared.
Oh, my God.
We did do a test on a real human being earlier today. The person laughed for 10 minutes straight.
You don't want to identify the person?
No. And you don't want to know what happened at the end of the 10 minutes.
But to help you, as a little assistance, I will read some jokes as you laugh. So you're not laughing into a void.
Okay, go ahead. Hit us with some of these jokes. And the bat phone is once again trying to connect.
Okay.
All right.
No, I'll wait till the contest.
And now and then now asking the bat phone to unmute. And
would you say we have a critical mass now?
I would say, yeah. The bat phone, welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, what name can we use?
Troy.
Okay, Troy.
And Troy, where are you calling from?
Pacific Northwest.
Heard good things about the Pacific Northwest.
What have you heard?
I heard if you look out your window, you'll see the Pacific Ocean.
Well, that's right.
It's called the freaking Pacific Northwest.
Exactly. That's how it got its name. That's why they call it the Pacific Northwest.
All right.
And Troy, what would you do with 130 American dollars?
130
American dollars.
131.
Buy, 131. I'd buy as much nachos as I could get for that. $131 worth of nachos.
Exactly. Yes. You know why you can spend all $131 on nachos? Because Uncle Sam ain't going to know a thing about this. That's just between us. Okay, do we have a critical mass now?
Yes, Ken? We do.
Okay, let's review. It's Troy. He's saving up for a shopping cart full of nachos.
Mm-hmm.
It's Zach. He has a couple of kids, and the kids would benefit from his $131. He'd give it to his kids. Alexandra has, I think, the most heartfelt, poignant story of all.
Mm-hmm.
She has some snakes that are going hungry.
Right.
Ellen, who works as a driving instructor. Drive right instructor. She is has the giggles and cannot respond to us. She has, a head start.
Yes.
She's going to tire herself out.
Okay.
It's like running.
I think we only have 20 minutes left. We've got to start.
Let me just quickly also say, what was Dee going to do with the money?
I can't remember.
Okay, but it was great.
Oh, she was going to convert it to pesos.
Oh, yeah, and roll around.
And then deposit it and then withdraw it as Swiss francs and enjoy an 18% gain.
No, I'm going to the Bette Midler concert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to hear Wind Beneath My Wings.
She can do both.
Hey, if you like that song, Dee, I heard a version just yesterday that will bring you to tears. I'll play it later.
Okay. Are we ready to begin?
You can all hear it on Cameo, by the way, if you go to Ken Friedman.
And Aaron is doing color commentary.
That's right, Aaron. Thanks for that. Okay, so here's the rules. When we say go, you're just going to laugh. A consistent, steady laugh. It can't sound fake, right, Ken?
Correct. No fake laughter.
You can't pause for longer than it would take you to get your breath. And we will be eliminating people one at a time. The last laugher standing, the last laugher with their hands on a hard body, goes home with $131.
Right.
Okay, and I will be reading jokes. It will be a little fantasy come true for me to have grown-ups laughing, real laughter, to accompany my little singers.
Well, unmute.
Okay, and I'm unmuting everybody now.
Right, any muting, right, Ken, disqualifies you. Am I right, Ken?
Any muting?
I mean, if they mute their microphone.
Right. Asking everybody to unmute. I think we're just going to have to listen to everybody at once.
Why don't we just hear a little laughter now as a little test just to hear what it sounds like. Go ahead. Go. Everybody laugh. Okay. That's
great.
Perfect.
Great.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. Now, Andy, do the countdown. We have to begin.
Okay. I'll do the preliminary countdown, and then you'll do the real countdown.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
The countdown will begin in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One, go.
Your countdown?
My countdown's completed. Now your countdown.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Laugh. Can we isolate them one at a time?
I can't. Yeah, yeah. I guess we could.
Because we have to test them. Hey, now I'm going to do some jokes I got off the World Wide Web.
Okay.
Hey, Dee. Hey, Ellen. Hey, Alexandra.
So we have
hey,
Ellen.
Zach.
We have Ellen isolated.
Hey,
now.
Troy. Hey, you know my grief counselor.
How come I can't hear Ellen?
Ellen, young lady. Oh, that's her. She's laughing with a bad mic.
Oh, she's laughing with a bad mic. There we
go. Okay, everyone laughing. You know, my grief counselor died, Ken.
Yeah.
He was so good, I don't even care.
That's a pretty good grief counselor, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get everybody to unmute. Did I mention that Zoom sucks, Andy?
Zoom sucks. Yeah. Hey, you know, Ken, I own a. Did I ever tell you that I own a stepladder?
No.
I do because my real ladder left home when I was 5 years old.
Oh, that sucks, man.
So now I have a stepladder.
You want me to sing you Wind Beneath My Wings?
Yes. Yes. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to sing it. Hold on. I've got you covered.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Keep going.
I wanted to be everything you are.
Is that really the words?
I could fly higher than an eagle.
Yeah.
Cause you are the wind beneath my wing.
I love that. This is my dream come true. Hey Ken, let me tell you.
You go ahead.
Everybody laughed at my. thank you very much for. Thank you. What a great audience, by the way.
You're really into this now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we had some problems setting this up, but
yeah.
You love this.
Yeah.
I can't believe we never did this before.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something. Ken, the most corrupt CEOs, you know who they are?
Who?
The ones that run pretzel companies, because they're always so twisted. Thank you very much.
You didn't write that, did you?
No.
Well, thank God
hey,
for
true
that.
Story. I threw a boomerang away a couple weeks ago.
It came back.
And now I live in constant fear.
Of?
Well, of. Now, this is... Thank you, guys. This really is a fantasy of mine.
Yeah, it really is.
We should have done this 31 years ago.
It's better than anything Andy finds online.
It's true.
Okay, now I believe I've got...
Who do we have isolated?
Zachary isolated.
Wow, they're really giving it their all. How long has this been going on now?
Just a couple of minutes. They're in the very early stages. Oh, no, we have Tori and Zachary. Oh, no, people keep unmuting themselves.
Oh, no, that should eliminate them. Wait a minute. Have we eliminated anyone?
No, we have not.
Has anyone muted themselves?
This is Tori, isolated.
Let me tell you something about my grandma. She has the heart of a lion. She also has a lifetime ban from the Bronx Zoo.
I don't hear Alexandria.
Uh-oh.
Cursed! Well, oh, Alexandria.
Oh, Alexandria, we have to say goodbye.
Oh, Alexandria's out.
And then there were four.
Oh.
So exciting.
I'm so sorry, Alexandria.
She
But, you know, I'm not going to report you, though. Zoom is asking me if they want me to report you. I'm not reporting you, Alexandria.
That's the kind of guy Ken is.
Okay. Whew. Wow.
I had let's hear some laughter, Ken. Have some more jokes.
Okay, I'm trying to. We're gonna.
Boy, they're.
Okay, that's like Zachary. Zachary's still laughing.
They're getting a little tired. Hey, guys, let me tell you.
Okay, now we're gonna try to listen to Tori.
Yeah.
Tori's doing well. Okay, now let's check in on D.
Let me ask you guys a question. You guys like riddles? Why are friends a lot like snow?
I don't know, Andy, why?
Because if you pee on them, they disappear.
Well, if you pee on snow, it kind of turns yellow is what happens. I mean, you could say that some of it disappears.
You want to hear something kind of sad?
D is not laughing.
My friends don't leave. My friends do not disappear if I pee on
D,
them.
D, what happened?
I wasn't funny, sorry.
Okay, D, we got to say goodbye.
I'm removing you, D, but I'm not going to report you.
Wait, hold on. This is now who are we down to?
We are down to Ellen and yeah. Zachary and Tori. It's down to three.
And Troy, I think you mean Troy.
Right, Troy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're gonna Ellen.
Wait, where's our laughter?
Ellen has a camera.
Where's our bed of laughter?
There's Ellen.
Okay.
She's laughing away.
I want to hear all three because I have some more jokes.
There's Zachary.
Okay.
And
hey, guys.
There's Troy.
Hey, guys, let me tell you what I did last week. Last week, I childproofed my house.
How did you do
but,
that?
But somehow, they still got in.
That's not bad. Did you write that one?
No, I haven't. I didn't write any of these.
No, you should take credit for that one.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't laugh, it tickled me.
This is kind of appropriate because we're talking about our big puppet show coming up.
Yep.
What did Kermit the Frog say at his puppeteer's funeral? Kermit the Frog at his puppeteer's funeral.
Thanks for always washing first.
No, that's a great one, Ken. He said, not a word.
Why did he say not a word?
Because his puppeteer had died. He could no longer.
Like there wasn't a backup puppeteer.
And that reminds that reminds me of my grandfather's last words. You know what they were?
What were they?
Are you still holding the ladder? How's our laughter? How's our laugh contest going?
I'm trying to listen to Ellen, but Ellen's microphone might have broken.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, no, there's Ellen. Laughing? Ellen's there. Sorry.
Oh, I'm looking at him now. Oh, yeah. You guys look so beautiful. Oh, my God, there's 11 minutes left. Can you guys sustain this?
And Troy, let's check in on Troy here.
Troy, we really have to hear it.
We're doing a laughing contest.
Is that a real laugh?
I think so.
Yes. Oh, he says yes.
It's forced.
Yeah. I think if you can answer yes, it's...
Yeah.
Oh, he can barely speak. He's laughing so hard. He's laughing at my grandfather ladder joke.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy, why don't cannibals eat clowns?
Why?
Because they taste kind of funny.
Who wrote that?
Oh, these are all from Reader's Digest.
Really? These are Reader's Digest jokes?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Ellen has an interesting strategy for laughing. She's showing me items.
Yeah.
I guess items that...
Hey, you guys might enjoy this. I just got my doctor's test results back. I'm kind of upset about it. It turns out I'm not going to be a doctor.
Yeah. There's more going on there. There's more going on there, Andy.
Yeah, more to that story. I think that's all I need to say. Listen to them laughter. Isn't that laughter?
Answer to Aaron from Minneapolis, who's our color commentator tonight. Yes, you can do the legal ID. Oh, there's the chat.
Hey, okay. Ken, true story. I was digging in our garden the other day. I found a chest full of coins, gold coins.
Really?
In my garden.
Wow.
I wanted to run straight home and tell my wife all about it, but then I remembered why I was digging in the garden.
What, to bury your wife?
I guess that's what it means. But I didn't really kill my wife. That's
this is a Reader's Digest joke?
No, it's actually Parade Magazine.
Parade Magazine. And what are we to make of that punchline that you were burying your wife?
Well,
presumably you murdered your wife.
Yeah, you know how guys like to kill their wives and then bury them? I guess that's what that's referring to.
Yeah. Andy, we're coming down to the wire here, and we have three heavy-duty laughers. I think we're going to have to start.
Hey, what's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
They're the biggest joke.
Iron Man is a superhero.
Ellen is holding up a UFT cup and laughing uproariously.
Oh, you're the best, Ellen. Hey, Ellen, Iron Man is a superhero. Iron Woman is a command.
Oh, I get it. Wow.
You know when you tell your wife to Iron
Where
Woman?
The hell is that joke from?
From 1932.
From where?
I don't know.
Iron Man's a hero, but Iron Woman is a command.
That joke is from the couch where I'll be sleeping tonight.
That's Troy. He's one of our three laughing contestants.
Oh, my gosh. We have 8 minutes left.
Still in the running. And, boy, they each have their own.
Wait a minute. I don't hear anything right now.
Well, they're all muted now.
No, they can't be muted.
I was going to unmute one.
Oh, you're muting them.
There's
who
Ellen.
Is that? Ellen is the sweetest laugh.
Ellen, that's a real laugh, all right.
Okay, now let's
see. Applauding, Andy. She's snorting. She's sweating. She's crying.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. We got it. Wait, rotate between them.
Oh, yeah,
Ken,
yeah.
Ken, no. Toggle.
Toggle. Toggling.
Toggle like the wind.
That's Zachary not missing a beat.
Oh, my gosh. Toggle, baby.
And there's Troy.
They're all really laughing. Oh, wait. I better tell some more bad jokes.
Yeah. All right, so let's hear them all.
How can they keep going? How can they keep going?
I know, because when we did our human experiment earlier today, after 10 minutes of straight laughter, our human subject was mildly incapacitated, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
That's Zachary.
Yeah.
And I'm going to unmute one of the other ones.
Okay.
There's Troy. Still at it.
Hey, Ken, where did your friend Joe go after getting lost in a minefield? The answer?
The Bette Midler concert.
The answer is everywhere.
Wait, give me the punchline again?
Everywhere, that's the punchline. It's a minefield joke.
Oh, I see. I see. His body was ripped limb from limb.
Yeah.
All the different pieces of his human body were strewn around in 360 degrees.
Yeah. Because he stepped on a mine.
The blood was everywhere.
A landmine.
The flesh and blood and bone was everywhere.
It's a classic landmine joke.
Yeah. Love those landmine jokes.
Well, now that you said it, now that was your response, it doesn't seem as funny.
There's Troy. Still laughing uproariously.
But there's 6 minutes left. These guys can't sustain this.
I don't know. It looks like they can.
Can they?
Yeah.
Well, they're in it. They're not. This is like they shoot horses, don't they? Remember that movie? The dance,
that's Zachary.
The dance marathon.
And here's Ellen. Still, Ellen's now holding up Matchbox cars, laughing at them.
What does that mean?
She's like, she's play acting. That this is her strategy. Is she's play acting with different props.
Hey, Ellen. What's the quickest way to get to the hospital? Well, that's an easy one. Just stand in the middle of the road.
It would have to be a road with some traffic on it, right?
Yeah, a road with some traffic on it.
That doesn't go without saying.
What the heck is...
I could stand in the middle of the road by my house and...
My boss told me to have a good day, so you know what I did?
What did you do?
I went home.
That's an Andy Breckman joke.
Well, I wish in my dreams.
That's a good joke.
You got to pay for that kind of joke.
Andy, all three of them, they're all going, man.
What do we do? I have $130.
No, you're going to have to give them each $131.
That's not how it works.
Yes, that is how it works.
No, we're going to divide that money.
No, you have to give them each $131.
Not in this lifetime. I think you're mistaking me for anybody else.
Aaron, what do you think? Andy's saying that they split $131. I'm saying they each get $131. Let's let Aaron. Aaron's the judge.
I don't think Aaron is the judge.
Yeah, he's the color commentator and the judge.
That I did not agree to. I am so impressed with these three. Listen to this.
I know. They're really good. That was Troy.
Wait, so Ellen is... did Ellen say what she's going to do with the money?
I can't.
No, she couldn't answer that.
She couldn't answer, right. I think she's going to. She's investing it in pencils.
Troy is going to buy a bunch of nachos. It might be $43 worth of nachos.
And I think we need Aaron's verdict. Judge Aaron, have you determined?
We know Andy won't want to pay $131 each.
Yes, $131
each.
Well,
that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, but I will, if they can continue this for another 2 minutes, I will split the money. I will get the money.
Three ways.
Wait, I have to do the math now. Hold on. I never expected it. Now I have to Venmo. Wait, yeah. does it cost money to Venmo? Or PayPal?
No, we can send it for free.
We can?
Yeah.
You said they won't go 10 minutes.
Well,
promised me.
I guess my human subject may have been hopped up on something, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I
see. I am ready with the ID when you are again.
Go ahead, Aaron. Thank you, Ellen.
Well, folks, there was yet another quality train wreck here on WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County on 91.9 and all over God's green earth and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for an actual hour of radio with new DIY with people like us.
Perfect.
Please save us now.
Perfect. Thank you, Aaron.
No, wait, we have to explain to Ellen and to Zach and to Troy. Hey, guys, I owe you each $43, $44. You got to contact.
$44 each. So Troy, Zachary, and Ellen, email me, ken@wfmu.org.
Right, and I'll get that to you. Zach, Zach, can I say something to you? I'm getting sick and tired, son, of PayPaling you money. I am not your bank.
Oh, have you been PayPaling Zachary a lot of money?
Well, I had to pay him to be a regular caller. I'm not your Visa card, son. All right.
All right. But,
Ellen, Zach, and Troy, you'll get your money.
Congratulations, all three of you.
Thank you.
That was a bit of an ego boost for me.
And stay tuned for Doer DIY.
And remember, like Ken is taking your requests on Cameo.
$16 now.
$16. He'll sing any song you want, and he'll comfort to anyone in your family who's going through a tough emotional time. He's good at both. He's a full-service Cameo celebrity. We'll be right back.
Thank you.